I released it just like that lah. It's like Kedah featuring Sheila Majid. At the time, it was my mom's birthday. So I played the song together with a little video that I made for her for her birthday, and I uploaded it on Instagram.
We have a special guest in the house. Welcome, Kedah.
Hello.
One of the things that when Kedah / Khalidah, when we were talking online, we sometimes talk about, and she sometimes wonder what we talk about. What do we do? Talk about our mom all the time, right? So everybody, please put some hearts, show the love on your emoji. If you know how to do it, send your love to Kedah for being here. In fact, I have actually some songs queued up that has Kedah in it too, that maybe we'll talk a little bit about. Everybody, please welcome Kedah to the stage of Planet Sheila Majid for the first time. Hello, Kedah. Very nice speaking to you directly.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome, welcome.
How are you guys doing?
Good, good. So tell us about the song.
Actually, there's not much to tell. Mm. It was about 7 years ago, I think 2016, 2017. Mm. I was quite close to this friend of mine who's American. Mm. He just happened to work here at the time. Radio 3000, not sure if you guys have heard of him, but I did a few songs with him and we've released a couple on YouTube and other digital platforms. Mm. So he wanted to write a song and produce for my mom. Oh. So we got a few musicians together and then somehow I wanted something that was a disco vibe.
Yeah, yes, which is why we love.
And I had no idea why I came up with that idea, but we went through a few demos and then we went on YouTube and check out a few other music and I sang the demo for my mom. Mm. She liked it. So she came into the studio with the rest of us. And then they rearranged the song. The musicians rearranged the song. And unfortunately, my mom did not like the final product of the song. Which is what you guys listened to just now. But it felt like macam sayang, you know, because like the musicians worked really hard. Mm. We wrote the song. We kind of worked hard on it tirelessly, especially the musicians lah who were arranging it. My mom says no means no lah kan. Takkan I want to rebel and say no, you gotta release it. We worked so hard on it, right? So we kept the song for a very long time, for years actually. I didn't know whether I wanted to release it still or not. But at the same time, I felt like, kalau tak release ni, macam rugi.
Wasted, yeah.
It felt like, to me, it wasn't bad. It's just that my mom didn't like it because she preferred the demo version of it.
Oh, next time you come back, you play for us what the demo version sound like, exclusively to the fans.
I think I uploaded it on my YouTube.
Okay.
Because
we'll check it out.
Tak ada copyright whatsoever. But I think the demo beat tu, somebody has bought it. Somebody else in America, Carpenter, has bought the beat. So we couldn't use it.
Oh.
That's why the musicians had to rearrange the song. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So because I felt like it was supposed to be Sheila Majid featuring Kedah.
initially.
Oh, now flip.
I had to flip it. So I asked my mom, I said, Ma, I don't think the song is bad. Do you mind if I still release it? Nukit Kedah featuring Sheila Majid. There were no promos, no nothing because my mom didn't like the song kan. So macam nak promote radio whatsoever, all I could do was just release it lah. And it's up to the fans lah whether they like it or not.
We do.
If you like it, you play it. If you don't like it, don't play it.
Yeah, we do. We love the song. We love the disco vibe.
Thank you so much.
And so it was like, it started off with the audience. So how much were you involved in the, like, you? It's your concept, it's your idea, collaborating with your musician friend. So yeah. How much of this song did you put into?
About less than 50%, I guess. Well, we came up with the melody and the lyrics equally.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the arrangement, we got other musicians. Some from the US based here. Some have already went back to the US.
Wow. We have a different level of appreciation of your talent now, you know?
Thank you. What was I going to say about the song? So, I kept it for a very long time because I also had other songs that I wanted to release these past few years, kan? And then I thought to myself, lagu ni tak release lagi ni, kan? And then I, came across Dua Lipa and The Weeknd and Bruno Mars releasing a lot of disco stuff recently, right?
Yeah.
And I'm very much inspired by Dua Lipa. I love her music so much. I'm close to being very obsessed with her. I decided to release the song early this year. As I came back from Japan, I released it just like that lah. Macam Keda featuring Sheila Majid. And at the time, it was my mom's birthday. So I played the song together with little video that I made for her birthday, and I uploaded it on Instagram, and that's about it.
Oh wow. I don't know how we discovered it, but leave it to the fans of your mom here to discover every single piece of Sheila Majid's music.
And I'm glad you guys discovered it and like it.
We do, and I really have a different level of appreciation of your talent, Keda.
Thank you so much.
You're so humble.
I really appreciate it. Oh, thank you. I've heard of you guys a lot. My mom and Kak Siti talk about you guys, but I rarely meet you guys, right? So it was just, I guess, during the concert. Itu pun there was just so many people. I tak ingat everyone, right? So I'm just curious. It'd be nice to like get to know you guys more and listen to all of your stories and what you guys have experienced, because I like listening to the stories back in the day, like when my dad did the Ikhlas concert and how so many of you had so much fun. I was too young at the time to remember anything.
Right.
So all I could do was just listen to everybody's stories. That's why I got curious.
Yeah. And you're welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you. I would love to.
We gather every single weekend. And so far, we've only missed like 3 times over the past almost 4 years now. So you can just pop in anytime. We're
So you guys have been very consistent.
Very consistent.
Wow. Amazing. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All of you. I mean, like, you guys have all of your other priorities, right? Some of you are married. Some of you have jobs in high positions. But it's amazing how you guys can still commit to this.
Hey, we'll do everything for Sheila Majid, okay?
Even when you don't even need to,
Yeah, we love to. That is actually, you brought a very good point. When we do this from our heart, right? I think it's felt. It's felt by other fans who come in and support us.
And I guess you guys really enjoy doing
it. We do. The conversation that we have, the friendship that we've made through your mom's music.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's like a miracle,
like
you know?
You guys are already family.
That's true. That is so
Actually,
that
how
is
long
so right.
have you guys known each other? Is it since my mom's career started or just recently? Or how does it go?
You mean known each other?
Yes.
We... we knew each other since Clubhouse. Like when one day I randomly
when
I opened
MCO
up a room.
Started.
MCO, yes.
Okay, I see.
Which was actually quite amazing how that happened, because I came into the room, I started playing Sheila Majid music and I put in the title, and pop, 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 Joey came
and
in, Gina came in.
And then you guys started competing with each other to see who knows Sheila Majid better.
we haven't for a while.
I think you guys know my mom more than I do.
And I'm not surprised.
Music.
Yes, on the outside level.
You, I still need to study my mom's music.
And you can come here and study with us together.
Yeah,
group study.
Because I actually take it for granted. You guys might not like to hear this, but growing up, I didn't even have to look through my mom's music and play it on the radio, because my mom was just constantly playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to follow my mom for rehearsals and concerts and stuff. So I didn't have to play my mom's music. She was just playing
you
it
were,
already.
You were part of the music. It was in your environment.
But to be honest with you, sometimes I'm not sure which song is from which album and like which is the first, second, third. Yes, I have a lot to study.
No, yeah, you're always welcome here, and we consider ourselves group study all the time, because, you know, some fans have a lot more. We have one of our members, Adam, who has this photographic memory because he collects all your mom's CDs. So he will know, he will have multiple. Okay, this one is Gemilang release, which print and where, what country, and then the cover has slightly different one. So it's amazing, and which is why we do what we do now, because the connection that we have, right? It's really amazing. It's beyond even sometimes some of the stuff that I shared with your mom. She said, oh, I also didn't know, you know, certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even when like some fans would tag us on Instagram and then they go like, oh, we have this copy of your mom's vinyl. And then my mom would be like, wow, even I don't have it.
Yeah. You know, okay, so before, I know you have to go, Kato. Anybody has anything to say before she hop off, Gina, Joey?
All the best, Keda.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Enjoy your night. Good night. Have a good week ahead.
Well, thank you. And we'll catch up again soon.
Okay. Take care, Keda.
Take care.
And come do group studies.
Looking forward to have you back here, Keda. If you have any questions, we are all diehard fans. And we were there at Ikhlas concert, Warna concert, some of us. You know, the major concert. So yeah, I was 12 when I was at Warna concert.
Oh wow. And yes. I heard the tickets were really cheap, like
ringgit
per ticket or something. It's like a concert for all.
And I went with your Abang Aum.
Oh, okay. Right. Nice. Semua dah besar dah. Anyways, likewise, if you guys have any questions for my dad about music and stuff, you guys can you guys are more than welcome to join my TikTok on Thursday at 10 p.m.
There you
it's
go.
Just that I haven't asked him first. It's not confirmed yet, but that's what I'm planning
to do. Nanti confirm.
Yeah, you can let us know. And actually, Keda, Gina has been wanting to ask your father about, just, you know, from a different perspective, right? From a different point of view. Mm-hmm. We've had your mom come in here for our anniversaries. And thank you for your help. I know she said, I need my daughter to help me sometimes. And so, so definitely if it goes on, we will, I don't know if I'll be there. I'll be in Boston for a workshop, but Gina might be there. So thank you so much, Keda.
To be there.
Thanks for being our online friends.
You're most welcome. It's so nice getting to know you guys. Have a great week ahead. Make sure you keep playing Believe in Love.
Oh, we will. Okay, we will.
Be my song.
It is so good, and we like it. We don't play enough of it, but now that we have the context, I'm sure we will hear more of it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Keda. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed this episode, well, we hope that you come join us live this Sunday at 10 p.m. To learn how to do that, just go to planetshilamajit.com. And as Sheila Majid would say, may music keep us together. I'm